God is so good to us.
Amen.
This morning. My leg has been going out on me. The last 2 days, this went out from under me 5 times. But God, tell somebody.
All right.
I said, but God, we preach that word. Here, Lord, let it go. I'm glad I'm part of the kingdom.
All right, yes, sir.
Even with dry garments from Basra. This then is glory apparel. Traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Therefore art thou, red in thine apparel, and the garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat. I have plunged in the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in my anger, and then trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garment. And I will stain all my raiment. But the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help. And I wondered that there was none to uphold. Wherefore, my own arm has brought salvation unto me, and my fury has upheld me. Can we pray together? Father, we thank you for being at the house of God tonight to worship you today in spirit, Lord, and in truth. God, we know that you're able, Lord, to minister, God, to your people today. Lord, we need to hear from the Word of God. Lord, speak to us, Lord, and let us know, Lord, what the enemy's tactics are, in the precious and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We find here the Bible calls him a warrior. Amen. It calls him coming from Edom. Now stay with me for a little while, because I got a long ways to go and a short time to get therein. But said, who is this that cometh from Edom? When we think of Israel's enemy, we think of the Philistines. We think of all the cities and everything that's coming against them. But the biggest problem of all of these cities came, amen, from Edom. Edom hated the Lord. Amen. Can you hear me today? He hated him. And the Bible said in this reading of Scripture today, a man who was very angry. His anger had been suppressed for a long, long time. How many knows God's held back his anger for a long time?
Amen.
He's held it back. But this coming day, he's not going to hold it back. Amen. Coming today that you need to be wiser than your enemy is today.
Amen.
Because your enemy, and that's what I want to preach to you a little while on, recognizing the enemy. Recognize that devil when he comes against you. Amen. You get up and you say, I'm not walking with no cane. Amen. In the next church service, you almost have to have a cane to get in the door. Amen. That the devil is listening to everything that we say.
Amen.
He's listening to every story that we tell and everything that we go through. He's listening to everything. And he loves to find out where your problem is. If he can find out your problem, he's got it taken care of. But I want you to know sometimes you just need to pray in the Spirit.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Sometimes when you don't want the enemy to know what you're praying about, just pray in the Spirit. Amen. Somebody said, will God hear me? God hears what you think. Hello. I said, God hears what you think. He knows what you're going to say tomorrow. That's how powerful God is. Amen. But who is this that cometh from Edom? Amen. Without garments on. Amen. 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 Like a warrior that's been in a bad fight. Amen. Can I tell you, we'll get into it in a little bit if we can. We may have to do a two-session study, but amen. His anger has been suppressed for a long, long time. It has been held in church. Amen. It's been constrained and retained. Amen. All the while it was building up. Can I tell you, his anger is building up. For what's going on. Right now, he has two things. He has mercy in one hand and judgment in the other hand.
Amen.
He has mercy in one hand and judgment in the other hand. Amen. What are we going to do? Are we going to take the judgment or are we going to take the grace and the mercy?
Come on.
Amen. But can I tell you, there come a day there won't be no mercy on this side.
Amen.
All it'll be is judgment.
Amen.
Amen. God's coming back after a people that have made themselves ready, that's looking for him. Amen. He's coming back. Amen. This prophecy here was prophesied by Isaiah. Talks about, amen, that what happened is all of them, they took his children captive. They took his family captive. They took his wives captive. They stole everything that they had. Amen. And left them with nothing. But still yet, there is a God today.
Yes.
Amen. That supplies your every need.
Yes.
According to his riches and glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the God we serve.
Amen.
Amen. But can I tell you, there's coming a day that you're going to be full range of fury, amen, is going to be something that's going to explode. And can I tell you, this is a lead way to Jesus Christ. Amen. And how many knows where Edom? Edom came from. Amen. Edom and all came from, Amen. From Esau. And, amen. And can I tell you that they went to you know, everybody that they could. They would literally buy, amen, Brother Marsh, they would literally buy Israelites from the Philistines just so, not so they could use them as slaves, but so that they could take them out, amen, and abuse them and burn them and kill them. That's how bad, amen, Edom hated the children of Israel. Amen. So here's a watchman, and this is a crucial thing today. Amen. A watchman was sitting on the wall, and the watchman, he saw him coming, and he saw him in his fierce anger and everything else. And Brother Brown, he asked him a question. He said, you coming from Edom? Amen. Are you coming to... are you bringing judgment here? Amen. But God wasn't bringing judgment. God's trying to show mercy. But at the same time, whatever we're facing, amen, we need to learn that we can do it because He has embedded something on the inside of you this morning that you cannot be taken down by the enemy. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's an odd thing that he asked that, but he appeared in Scripture as a fearless freedom fighter. Amen. Nothing is deterred him. Amen. He is a one-man wrecking machine. Amen. Can I tell you? In fact, the Bible says that he said, I stretch forth the heavens alone. I spread up abroad the earth by myself. Amen. And that's found in Isaiah 44:24. Praise God. But he adds to his anger and fighting, amen, against the enemy. You know why he's fighting against the enemy? Because of what the enemy is doing to you and I. That's what he's fighting for. See, this battle is not between you. It's not between you and the devil.
Amen.
It's not between you and the world. This battle is between God and the devil.
Amen.
Amen. And can I tell you, he can't cross that line again. Amen. He was kicked out once and for all, and he don't want you to go where he just left from.
Amen.
You hear me? He don't want you to be saved.
Amen.
Amen. He wants you. He wants to take you and abuse you. You say, the devil will abuse you, church.
Amen.
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 He'll take away your inheritance. He'll take away and everything was stolen from him.
That's right.
The adversary even trodden down the sanctuary. That's how the devil is. So as his anger, amen, takes on a new dimension, the warrior is fighting for his family. I mean, knows that we need to start fighting for our family today.
Amen.
We need to start calling our family's name out to God.
Amen.
Somebody said, you know, if I call their name out to God, they'll know I'm praying for them. I said, I want them to know I'm praying for them.
Amen.
I want them to know that, amen, that what I've got, amen, can turn their lives around.
Amen.
I believe that tonight, and I believe all we got to do is hold on to that unchanging hand that cannot fail. He said he's not a God that he should lie, nor a God that he should repent.
Amen.
Amen. God is able. And the devil is coming after my kids, and he's coming after yours. I don't know. Just be honest with yourself. Amen. The devil don't like your kids either. Somebody said, it's the preacher's kid. No, can I tell you, the devil don't even like your kids. Amen. He wants to steal. He wants to kill. And he wants to destroy. Amen. So knowing, you need to know your enemy tonight. If I was your enemy and I had a gun in my hand, wouldn't you want to know why I'm shooting at you?
Amen.
And we need to know. You know, our enemies. We need to know them. because they will come in sheep's clothing.
Sure.
For them will live there in praying wolves.
Amen.
And I tell you, amen, the church needs to get discernment. We're not going with the praise dancers, and we're not going with the hula dancers. Amen. We're not going with all that. Amen. We're going to preach the word of God. Amen. If it be few or by many, amen, we're not going to change the message. The message is going to stay the same. It was the same from the beginning of time, and it's still the same today. The message ain't changed. Amen. He prophesied to us in Isaiah that he was coming. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is given, unto us a son is born. The government shall be upon his shoulders. He shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace." Amen. How many know that was Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Not only was his anger, he was upset because he had lost his family, lost everything he had. Amen. And you don't tell me that when they go to get close to your children, there's something on the inside of that mama. That mama, it'll rise up inside of her, and I'll tell you what, she'll flog you like a banty chicken in a farmyard. Amen. She'll attack you. My brother's here tonight. Amen. A big old chicken got after him one time. Me attacking him, knocking down everything else when we left. So, amen. Don't tell me chickens can't hurt you. They can peck on you and bite you and everything else. But can I tell you, God's called us to be more than warriors in this thing. We don't have to lose, amen, where we're at tonight. You've got Jesus on the inside of you. God is wanting you to step up to a higher height and a deeper depth in Him. We need this. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
If you got one step closer, they tell you, don't mess with my kids.
Amen.
I told them the same thing. Don't mess with my kids.
Uh-huh.
You mess with me, amen, you'll be all right. But mess with my wife, mess with my kids, you're going to be in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Amen. So, and that's where he was at. That his family was being sold into slavery. Amen. And how many can I tell you today that in this hour that we're living in, amen, America is in bondage right now.
Amen.
I said America's in bondage. Why? Because they've forgotten. He said they have forgotten me, the fountain of living water. Amen. I'm glad I know him today.
Amen.
I'm glad that I don't want anything but him.
Amen.
Who is that man? They come from Edom. Why are his garments dyed? And why has he got so much anger? The one asking the questions and is the guard standing on the watch. I started saying this a while ago, but it's a shame because there are watchmen today that are on the wall and they're not looking out for the saints of God.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? They're not looking out for the saints of God. They're looking for a new member. They're looking for all kinds of things they're looking for. But can I tell you, amen, that we're living in an hour that we've got to get a hold of God like we never have before. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
The guard, amen, if the guard, but Marsh, if the guard don't know what's going on, if the watchman don't know what's going on, amen, where is it going to lead the children of God?
Amen.
Some will come through like gold, but some will be left by the wayside. Some will be left among thorns. Some will be left, amen, upon a rock. And when the sun comes against it, they'll be left in that shape, in that form. Amen. But as those that are living for God, they're not going to stay anywhere very long. Well, the word of God's not being preached. But just because it don't fit your fancy, just because it don't fit you, don't mean it's not right.
Amen.
Somebody said that reason left here because we wasn't teaching on the red heifers and all that kind of stuff. But I'm glad to be here today. The guard, he is trained to do watches. And he's supposed to watch very closely. And he notes the direction the man is coming from. He is coming from Edom, and of Israel, most hated, feared enemy, was Edom. Raised concern in the guard. All this figure gets closer as he begins to get close to him. The guard notices that his garments are stained with red. Is that wine or is that blood? I'd be wanting to know myself. The guard can't quite figure it out. Still, as the figure gets closer, the guard sees the countenance of the man. Amen. Walking in the greatness of his strength. What a mighty God we serve today.
Yes.
Everything has been captured by the enemy. Conversation was both historical and prophetic. Amen. It includes the time from Edom all the way to Calvary. When the coming of the Lord is. Not only has his people been defeated, but his entire creation. The enemy would love to destroy this world today. He'd love to take them that hates us so bad in another country and have them to try to destroy us. That's what Satan would have.
Amen.
But that's not what God wants. God's still got a people.
Amen.
I said God's still got a people.
Amen.
And this people is ready to meet God. If you're his people, you're ready to meet him. Not only have his people been defeated, but his entire creation. Amen. The whole earth has been destroyed. His loved ones have been taken the focus of intense hatred and abuse from our enemy who knew no bounds and no rules. You see, the devil don't play fair. The devil don't play fair tonight. You better hear me today. If you hear anything else, the devil don't play fair. He will slip up behind you and destroy you. He'll tell you that he loves you and put wrap his arms around you and put a knife in your rib cage. That's what he'll do.
Yep.
And you'll be as abnormal, you'll be as one died as a fool.
Yep.
This fight describes, amen, a physical fight, but it goes beyond the realm of the physical into the realm of the spiritual. When Satan tempted him up on the mountain, amen, he said, consider all of this. Look at all this, devil. I'll give you every bit of this if you'll just bow down. Amen to me. You know what he was really saying? I'll give you all of this if you'll give me your children. And God said, I'm not going to do that. God said, I'm not giving up my children. Amen. Are you hearing me? God said, I'm not giving them up. Amen. The prophet Warner identified himself and said, I'm of righteousness and mighty to save. Anybody that wants to be saved, I'm ready to save them. I'm ready to turn their life around. I'm ready to give them something like they've never had before. At least not what the guard was expecting to. So he asked another question. Why are you in red peril? Why does it look like you treaded in wine fat? The question implied that the guard knew not the warrior had just come from a fight in Eden. The fight was a result of our warrior observing his people being abused. Amen. For century after century, and he refused to have it any longer. The time has come, church. It's time for God to settle the score.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
I said it's time for God to settle the score.
Amen.
I'm ready for God to take my enemy by the hair of his head.
Amen.
I'm ready for God to take my enemy, amen, and defeat my enemy. He said, you don't need to take no thought about it because what I've already told you, amen, I'll bring it to pass. Amen. Why are you dressed up with blood all over you? The fight, amen, was on. The time has come to settle the score. His anger was built up now to explode. My kin folks have been abused, tortured, and killed. But not some of them, but all of them. Are you hearing me? You can have all the kingdoms in this world exchanged. I'll give it to you for an exchange. I'll give it to you for exchange of your people. And the warrior could not allow that to happen.
No.
Now the battle is on.
Amen. Yes,
it was as if the enemy was saying, you could have the whole world and all the things. Amen. But you had to do it all by yourself. One year. He had to go to Calvary by himself.
Yes.
Nobody could go with him. Amen. He had to walk that last mile of the way, as the song says. He walked the last mile of the way. Didn't have to do it, but he chose to.
Yes.
Amen. And can I tell you that the ones wish they could go back and change it. Wish they could go back and turn things around.
Right.
But they can't do it. Because they're fighting a war within themselves. Are you hearing me?
Right.
They're fighting a war within themselves. And the enemy is trying to get them to destroy their own selves. People are doing it today. But we've come too far. And some of us say, I've come too far. To let the devil do me that way. Hallelujah. So Satan says the war is on. So, guess what? Did I get in the middle of it? No, I back over out there. Sit down in a chair and say, God, he just said the devil said the battle's on, so get him, God.
Get him.
Amen. And I stay out of it.
Amen.
He never came for me, so the brother of
Jacob.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
When we think of Israel enemies, we don't think of them as Edom. The thing is that Babylon and the Philistines and of Egypt. Yet Edom had more hatred for Israel than any other nation in the Bible. The intense hatred organized by Saul and was passed down through many generations. Like the father, Esau, Edom, was bloodthirsty for Israel. But I can see, amen, I can see Jacob when he wrestled with the war and all night long. And I can see how that he allowed, amen, his enemy to deter him. But can I tell you today, Edom is always ready to join in with your neighbors and your friends. They're ready to join in. You know, when somebody says something bad about you, amen, you got somebody right beside you, I'll make sure I tell everybody I know. Amen, we don't need to be broadcasting anything. What we need to do is we need to get our spiritual mind together. We're living in a crucial hour, church. Like I've never seen.
Amen.
We're not fighting. Listen, we're fighting spirits today that we never would have fought 20 years ago. Because the devil knows that his time is up. And he knows that he don't have much time left. And God knows that the time is almost up. He's the only one that knows it. Amen. Man don't know what day nor hour he's coming. We don't know that, but we do know. We do know this. He is coming. He is coming. And somebody say he's coming. Who's he coming for? Coming for the church. Come for our people that made themselves ready to meet him. Lucifer was using Edom as a means to destroy God's people. Edom was eventually conquered. Amen. Thank God it was. Now Edom has come to personify hatred and evil in the spirit realm. And that's in our day and hour. I never knew of people that hated the church as much as they hate the church today. They're falling away. We just heard about the young preacher that came and preached us a revival. And Brother Dale Stockner, amen, he was on Facebook while I was up in Georgia. And he said, I knew that the picture didn't look too good. But he said that he's a single man now. So I guess him and his wife got a divorce. Amen. So he didn't look like he did when he came here. So let's pray for him that God will set that young man. God will help him. Because Lucifer's using every means he can. Listen, if he can cause you, amen, to lose your cool. No. If it caused you to lose your cool, all of a sudden, if the Lord were to come when you lost your cool, man, you might have a chance of making it, but it would be slim. But can I tell you that when we get angry, we'll say things that we never would have said.
Amen.
We'll do things we never would have done. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
The Bible teaches us that in the New Testament, Herod the Great who sought to kill Christ as a child. Herod the Great, guess what he was? He was an Edomite. He hated the church. And he could have stopped Christ from being crucified, but it was in the plan of God. So it happened just the way God wanted it to happen. But Edom, like I said, Herod the Great, then Herod Antipas, who allowed Christ to be crucified, was also
an Edomite.
And Babylon was not only an enemy that Israel had. Israel got in their way. Babylon would destroy the city and take them captive. But Edom was different. They had a bloodlust for Israel. They saw Israel out to annihilate them. That was the purpose in life. They taught their children, Brother Marsh, to hate Israel. They taught their great-grandbabies to hate Israel. And on down the line, they sought to destroy, amen, the children of Israel. They're trying to do it right now. Amen. Thank God that Israel's standing its ground. Amen. They're standing their ground. Amen. But I'm not sure if America will keep standing with her unless the right one gets in there. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
So this over there right now wouldn't have a problem with it wiping Israel from off the map. The truth. Lucifer was using Edom as a means to destroy God's people. Romans 9 and 13, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. And I always wondered about that scripture and got to read and you know, Esau, God hated because Esau hated the things of God. He hated the children of God. And so God hated him. But then he said, Jacob, I've loved. Amen. Aren't you glad he loves you today?
Amen.
They sought Israel out and annihilate them. That was what they lived for. It became part of their culture. It was taught to their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. It transcended the physical realm also into the spiritual realm. Edom was eventually, I already read that. We know that God does not hate anybody personally, but he hates anything that will deceive. He hates anything that will destroy. Amen. Talking about the vicious demons, even spirits that came from Edom. The entire statement, the physical realm into the spiritual realm. Amen. Edom represents the forces of darkness. The warrior has had enough. Have you had enough, Brother Marsh? I've had enough.
Yes, sir.
I've had enough of the enemy doing God's people the way he's doing them. Amen. He'll strike them down with sickness or whatever.
Yes,
you say he can't do it. We just proved it with Job that you could.
Right.
Amen. Notice that the warrior came from Basra. Who is that that came from Edom with dyed garments from both Basra? Basra was the capital city of Edom. There was their stronghold and their support, their heart. Our warrior didn't mess around with the outskirts of what was going on. But he walked into where they were at. Amen. He wasn't afraid of anybody. Can I tell you, Jesus Christ is greater than anything, and he's more powerful than anything that we could get today.
Amen.
If we can learn how to walk with him, amen, we'll find out that walking with him is the best thing that's ever happened in your life.
Yes.
We'll find out that God is trying to destroy your enemies right before your face today, even though you're not even around your enemy today. You've got an enemy out there. Amen. His name is Lucifer, and his name is Satan.
Amen.
He's your enemy.
Yes.
He wants your stronghold.
Uh-huh.
He wants to destroy you.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God's come to give you something. Amen. That's greater than anything you've ever had in your life. Amen. Can I tell you, there wasn't nobody to help him, Brother Marsh. Amen. He struggled. Amen. Nobody to help him. Do you think Jesus wanted to go to the cross? He didn't want to go to the cross. And his flesh didn't want to go. Somebody said, well, this our warrior went to Calvary as a man. You need to hear me today. He didn't go to the cross as a God that couldn't die. But he went to the cross as a man. Amen. When he went to the cross as a man, when it was done, he said, it is finished. Amen. Can I tell you, it's finished today. Amen. What's going to be with God is going to be. His flesh didn't want to go. But the fight was on. He was not he was in his enemy's camp. And he was tired of the enemy messing with you and I tonight. His flesh cried out. Amen. But the spirit inside of him, amen, had to leave that body before, amen, he could be taken out of this pain that he was going through. And so here, amen, the Bible teaches us that when they went to break, you know, normally they broke their bones, you know, and all, but when they came to him, they saw that he was already gone. He was already dead. And they didn't break his bones. Why did they not break his bones? Because the scripture said no bone in his body be broken. Amen. So there's nothing in him. Nothing in him could be broken. Amen. But I tell you who he was. When that God left that place, that spirit had a body. And the Bible said that Mary, when she went to the tomb to find him, she found out that, he wasn't there. And then when she stepped outside of the tomb, she saw a gardener working in the yard there. And she said to him, she said, sir, could you tell me where you laid him that I might go get his body? And he said, Mary. And he said, Mary. She turned and said, Rabboni. Which is to be interpreted, God with us. Praise God. This flesh don't want to serve God. You hear me? I said, this flesh don't want to serve God. It don't want to live right.
Amen.
That's why we need the Holy Ghost tonight. To help us fight this battle that we're in. We're in a battle tonight. Amen. I'm going to close. Amen. Because I don't know about all the damage to this I do today. Amen. It didn't go quite like I wanted it to go. But maybe it went the way God wanted it to go. So I want you to know today that amen, we're fighting an enemy. And you need to know who that enemy is.
Amen.
He's not your friend.
Amen.
Church people sometimes can be the worst enemy.
Yeah.
No. Amen. We say, well, nobody sees us, but God sees us.
Amen.
Brother Wales was on his way here to church, and he was running late. Somebody ran up behind him, beside him, and I think they knew him, and so they just kind of let him know that. They seen him, you know, but he thought they was trying to run him off the road. He shook his fist at him. When he got church, guess what? They were sitting here on the pew. So, be careful.
Amen.
But the church got a preacher on the next street over here. He at one time, he had one of these big trucks, and he set up real high for the top of the hill. And he set up real high, and he got behind me up here at the red light, and just kept blowing that booger horn. And I turned around, and I said, I thought he was going to fall out of that truck. He laughed so hard. I told him, his wife went on to be with the Lord, and but he won't accept this truth. Amen. Some of our people had went over there to visit and dropped tracks on him. He said, take these tracks back to Pastor Watson. So, there's some going to have it, some not. Some are going to turn their lives over to Jesus Christ. Amen. But you better know the enemies around you. Because they're everywhere. Somebody said, they'll even follow you home. And I said, no, that's foolish. Ain't no spirit going to follow you home. I was down at the mall. Amen. Man, Sister Watson knew you. We hadn't argued in 30 minutes. You know, but we hadn't argued in quite a while. And just out of the blue, I said something smart. And I had to realize where it was coming from. All them spirits that was in that mall. You say you can't do it, they'll follow you home. They'll jump on your shoulder. They'll lie to you. They'll steal from you. They'll do you every way they can but wrong. So you need to know those that lay them on you.
Amen.
You need to know those that are willing to pay the price.
Amen.
And stand up for this truth.
Amen.
Church, we got a good church tonight. You hear me?
Yeah.
We got a good church. If everybody that we've got a good church, we can make this thing go.
Amen.
We can get new souls.
Yes.
And look, God just sent us this down.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And others that I believe that my children are coming in this year.
Amen.
I believe that God's going to bring them in. I believe that. I'm praying that. And I'm tired of the enemy doing my family like he's doing.
Amen.
I'm tired of sin. I'm tired of sin. I'm living in sin. And they get to living in sin so much that they don't even respect those that are living for God.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Man, when you go up, you can't even walk out there, amen, because you can't hardly see because of cigarette smoke coming from every direction. Amen. I don't want to be a part of that.
Amen.
I found something that's real. I found something. Amen. I found a God that is able to take care of every situation that I'm going through. And I found a God that He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I ask or think. And I'm praying today that God will get a hold of the saints that go to this church. Amen. We start revival on March the 6th on Wednesday night with the brother Sebastian Topping. So we're looking forward to that. Amen. They've been up in Tennessee preaching up there for quite some time now, and they finally got loose where they could come. But anyone else got anything you want us to pray about? I want to pray for that revival. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Praise God. Praise God. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He bore all our sorrow, and by His stripes we are healed. He was wounded for our Christ,
I am
thee. Praise God. Amen. Appreciate you that came today. Amen. Pray. Maybe come back another time and see I might be able to preach a little better the next time. Praise God. We're glad to be here in the house of God. It doesn't come out quite like I wanted it to today. Amen. Maybe I'll go away. Do some more study on it. See which direction that needed to go. But I'm glad to be here today. I'm glad to be in the presence of God. And He's been so good to us. And if you've got problems that you don't understand, just know your enemy today. Know the one that's against you. Amen. Because God has called us. God's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer and be dismissed. Sister Linda is still in the hospital, so pray for her that God will touch her today. In the name of Jesus.